Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Billie Eilish posted a spicy caption to Instagram and says Variety magazine outed her. So we talked about this yesterday because Billie mentioned being attracted to women in her Variety Power of Women cover story. And on the red carpet, the interviewer asked her, did you mean to come out in that story? So she kind of laughed it off and it seemed like she didn't really care because she literally said, well, I mean, wasn't it obvious? I don't really believe in it. Just kind of like, this is just who I am. These are the people that I'm attracted to. I don't feel like I need to make a big deal about it. So it was very bizarre when yesterday she posted a couple of photos of the event and a caption thanking Variety magazine. But then she went on to throw a snarky comment at that interviewer who she said, quote, outed her on a carpet at 11 a.m. So the caption says, thanks Variety for my award and for also outing me on a red carpet at 11 a.m. instead of talking about anything else that matters. I like boys and girls. Leave me alone about it, please. Literally, who cares? Stream, what was I made for?
I think it's one of those instances where something happens and in order to be appeasing, you just kind of laugh it off and joke with it. But the more you sit with it, the more it starts to bother you that question got asked. Because I've been in positions like that where you seem very amicable and you just kind of brush it off because you don't want to make a stink. But then later you're like, yeah, that probably shouldn't have been asked. But if it was in the article, I feel like it's fair game. No, like if you're a journalist on a red carpet and this was in the article that just came out, I feel like it's something that should be able to be discussed.
I think you can debate that. But when I listened to it just now, before you even said what her response was, I got the same reaction because she contradicted herself. And I didn't realize that because if you say this shouldn't even have to happen, why are we at a point where you even have to come out? Then why would you ask her if she came out? It just felt like, you see, like, she was playing both sides of it.
Oh, the journalist contradicted herself?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, for me, it's Billie saying, I thought everybody knew. Well, then if you thought everybody knew, why are you upset that somebody is asking you about it?
So she contradicted, Billie also contradicted herself.
Which I understand not wanting to discuss your private life like that on the red carpet, but if it's in the article, like, you have to understand it's fair game. And maybe she was thrown off guard, but I think something celebs can learn is just, I'd rather not talk about that, thanks, and move on.
Here's the thing. So when it comes to celeb interviewers, sometimes it's not even them who wants to ask the question. Sometimes it's somebody behind the scenes, whether it be an editor or a producer saying, hey, this is a big deal that this is in a story that we're putting out. Can you just bring it up so we can get more commentary on it? Because we, at this point, we don't think Billie has come out at any point. And if this is big news as a publication, like, we are going to put out this news. It's what we do as entertainment journalists. And I don't feel like it was disrespectful. I feel like where maybe Billie is coming from is it feels like a vulnerability hangover. Like, this really personal information is coming out and maybe you didn't realize it was going to affect you on such a deep level. Because to be fair, Variety then also drew attention to this one part of the story. And so I feel like it has less to do with the actual red carpet interview that she's upset about. I feel like it has more to do with the fact that, like, she said it in an interview and that was the headline of the story of, like, Billie Eilish, quote unquote, accidentally comes out on the red carpet. So I think it's a little bit of those feelings coming out and being directed at this interviewer, which kind of sucks. Okay, some exciting baby news, maybe. Ashanti apparently is pregnant with Nelly's child. This is according to Us Weekly, so if it's fake news, don't come for me, come for Us Weekly.
So Ashanti hasn't posted that she's expecting. Nelly hasn't posting that they're expecting. This is just kind of like circulating the rumor mill?
It's rumor mill, but a lot of other publications have posted it as if it's fact. And so when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, a baby. After all these years, I literally can't believe it. But it kind of feels like they're fueling the rumors just a little bit, because over the weekend they were at some ball and both of them were together, and it seemed like they were sort of in on this joke when Ashanti placed her hands on her stomach and Nelly did the same thing, sort of as if they're either like, oh yeah, we're pregnant, which could be true, or it could just be one big inside joke. But they were laughing about it, so they seemed to get a kick out of it.
I wouldn't be shocked. All that teeth Nelly been showing for the last 20 weeks after the if somebody is pregnant, I wouldn't be shocked at all.
I'm just impressed. If they are pregnant, I mean, both are well into their 40s. Ashanti's 43, Nelly's 49. Bringing a kid into the world at that age, snap for y'all.
It would be her first child, too, if it's true.
I'm just going to tell you now, girl, it's glorious, but you're going to be tired.
All right, the short list for Time's Person of the Year has leaked, and some of your faves made the cut. I'll tell you which celebs might get the honor on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.